Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Hebrews 11, verse number 1. Alright, so now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, verse number 2. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Stand here for me. I've been talking about this since Friday. But before I proceed, allow me to say this here, family. If you are doing any other thing aside worship, please stop. Great. Take it a bit lower for me, sir. I told you on Friday that whenever you come before the Lord and you lift up your hands to God in a place of prayer, the Lord is never moved by the things you tell him. Not because he cannot hear your prayer. But there is a system he has created to ensure that your request actually matches with your mental capacity. I repeat. You can come before the Lord's mercy throne. You may cry. You may shed tears. And God wants you to know that no amount of tears has the power to give you what you want unto the things you demand God for matches with your mental capacity. Now watch me. God has never been responsible for what happens to men. Rather, the thought of men are. Today we'll learn very deep things here. For a very long time in the charismatic world, we've been taught to believe that once you make your petition unto God, God must answer, and God says no. Even if I answer you, there is a responsibility that he mentioned he wants to play out called mental transformation. When that thing is unavailable, his will cannot find expression. So as you are seated, I may call you by your name, but God calls you by your thought patterns. You didn't hear me. You are not called Benjamin because your father said so. You are actually called Benjamin because you think like one. The Bible never said, just as a man thinketh, so he will be. He says, so you are. So as to whatever identity you possess, is because of the mindset you carry. So if you are asking God why God has not blessed you, make sure that you are not possessing a wrong identity that does not match God's prophecy. Am I communicating here? Watch me. The average believer doesn't actually live by the doctrines of the kingdom, rather by whatever culture says. And according to God, you are not supposed to be known by where you are coming from. You are meant to be known by where you stand. You didn't hear me? When we meet in Zion, I shouldn't be called a Ghanaian. I should be called a son of God. If spirits can tell where I'm coming from, it actually tells you the limitation on my life. So when we gather as God's children in the ecclesia, we have been compartmentalized into tribes in the spirit, in the sense that our thought party makes us one. So whatever you are not seeing is because you are not thinking of that. So when we preach God's word here, the idea is to do away with any thought patterns that has given the devil charge over the affairs of your life. If I prophesy to you, and that prophecy actually lands on an old self, it cannot find expression because the God of your life is your mind. The devil has no business with you until the enemy changes the way you think. You see, you will not know how ignorant you are until God shows you your future. Some of you are comfortable, and that comfortability is the ticket to hell. Because if God should show you who you are, you will know that life has cheated you big time. Watch me. Age is not a factor in the spirit. You can be 51 in the physical realm, but according to God, 15 years old. Watch me. Just as the way people celebrate birthdays, we also celebrate spiritual birthdays too. But those days has got to do with encounters in the spirit. So as I'm teaching God's word here, open up your heart so the spirit life can come into you. That is the only thing God wants to see a man possess for him to give what you deserve. Watch me. You can be a minister and can be anointed, but anointing does not bring crowd. You didn't hear me? I didn't say they are bad. Whatever happens to the anointed is based on the image they possess. I feel like talking here. Watch me. Study the life of Jesus, Pastor Franklin. Are you aware that he went into the temple at age 12 to be taught by the elders? He was the word himself. The Bible the synagogue people used to preach to the people, he was himself. Yet he had to go and learn what they were saying. Because he knew that the Jews had a mental problem in the sense that they can easily get familiar with gifted people. He had to go on learn, relearn, and learn again what the Bible said. So if you are limited in the way you think, destiny will limit you too. So the greatest advantage, aside the gift of salvation that God has given unto man, is how you think. You can be in America and your resources will not match America. Because you describe America as a place, but God describes America as a voice. He speaks things into being and find expression. Am I communicating the family here? Look at me. Some of you are here. That evil marriage that is happening to you didn't happen because the enemy fought you. Your past experiences have actually become a blockage to what you're seeing now. So you're using your old self to fight a present battle. I'm telling you, the mind is everything. Some of you are here, you are trying to emotionalize your failure. In the name of God knows my heart. He doesn't know your heart. He knows your thoughts. Am I communicating from here? Today we'll learn here. I want to show you why many of you are praying for things and things won't come to you. Because the things you want God to give are placed in your future and you live in the past. Praise God. Now watch this. I told you on Friday and Saturday that your greatest prayer points should not be physical things. If your greatest prayer points are physical things, you are insulting God's integrity. Because whatever God should give should last. And every physical thing God predisposes has a time limit. How can your prayer point be something that will expire next year? Wow. Please, am I communicating, church? I'm taking my time because I want you to understand that you are bigger than the thing I'm asking God for. Watch this. Bishop, it's not bad when you ask God to give a miracle. But it is easier to command the miracle when you are put in the identity of that miracle. You didn't hear me? According to God's original plan, he didn't ask us to pray for things. He asked us to possess the identity in the spirit that commands the thing we want in reality. When these things are not there, when we demand, God sees us as strange beings in the kingdom. You see? At this point of your life, somebody wants to prove God's goodness on the account of miracle. God says that is too small for me. Because in some time past, he asked himself, who can ever be compared to me? And no answer came. So why would God have to reduce his pedigree to suit your understanding? It's an insult to God's pedigree, I'm telling you. So if you're asking God for marriage, and you have not possessed in spirit the image that brings about marriage, when you ask, it won't come to you. Because whatever a man will ask God for has been placed on a man's inside. Are we ascending here? Are we ascending here? So, somebody, man of God, I've prayed for things for years, for ages. They're not coming to me. God says, I've heard those things. But I want you to know that there should be something built on your inside that gives you the grace to ask God for that. You see, if God does not allow a man work in a prepared system, what you receive will kill you before time. Because a miracle can also be an obstacle. Am I teaching, family? So for a very long time, we've come to believe that faith is receiving when you understand what God says. And this is true. But some of the things you claim that faith gave, it was out of God's imperfect will that brought that. You may want to justify God's faithfulness on the account of reception. God says, no. What I want to see as faith is when people come up here and they become covenanted children. Lord, help us. I want to ascend, Bishop. Please hear this. Hear this. I don't know how to make it simple for you to understand this message, but it's here. Pastor Michael. If we don't tell people that their identity in the spirit is their prosperity, they will assume that the things they receive will make them who they are. Meanwhile, what you receive, God only made you a gatekeeper of those things. They're not yours. It is His. God has never given anybody any testimony because of your personality. He gives you because of His integrity. He didn't say, for God loved Jesus, for God so loved the world. He was actually painting a picture to the world who He was and says, Jesus Christ, go and become a scapegoat. Whatever He gives is because of Him, not you. You see, if people are not taught to believe that the things they want are above them, enemy will fight them anytime. Some of you are here, you receive testimonies, and those miracles took you out of God's presence. Huh? And it's not every time the devil will use evil to fight you. Sometimes the devil can use good to fight you. I'm telling you. So we've been preaching faith as a belief system a man must possess. And God says, yes, there is a part of faith that commands belief. But that belief can only be solidified when the man has the identity that commands these things. If not, you pray for ages and there'll be no answer. So God says, faith would give you the evidence of things. But aside the things, there's something called good testimony. Only elders can obtain that. That realm is the realm where believers will stand when they utter things. Things must work for them, like Joshua. God instructed the sun to come out in the day and go out in the evening. He said, for the sake of the Lord's judgment, may this sun stand still. And the sun said, I see the image of the person that made me you, so let me keep quiet. It's a good testimony. You see, there are people that when they speak, God can say no, because they carry God on the inside. It's called faith. Watch me. It is possible for a man to believe God for the wrong things. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Just because you have a belief doesn't make your request a valid one. Aye. You didn't hear me. Watch me. Just because you feel that God can answer you doesn't mean that what you're praying about is what God has prepared for you. When people fall out of God's plan, whatever spirit they possess is actually a proof of a fallen nature, in the sense that whatever they demand God for are things that will actually fight who they are, God's people. Watch me. God will never allow anybody have an answer when they walk in God's imperfect will. How much you need? So if you have been believing God for the wrong things, when God has no respect for who you are, He can't honor you with that. That belief, when people say, man of God, let me pray, God will not answer you. Watch me. I told you yesterday that a marriage God did not confirm, He cannot be assigned to that. Because if God is to back what He did not start, the devil become His Lord. Nothing begins until a spirit comes into agreement with the mankind. So if God didn't say so, then automatically the enemy said so. I'm not teaching here. That is how far we have come. We have this feeling that God should answer us because we prayed. Your prayer is too small. Wow. Am I communicating here? Pastor, please come here. Pastor Robert, come here. Think for me. This is our man of God here. Watch this. Dr. Francis, if this man is to pray that God should give him $1 million, he would pray and even see dreams in the name of God said so. But I want you to know that if God didn't talk about him having $1 million, but he wants to have that money, if that request does not match his image in the spirit, God says he can't come to you. He might believe that because I've prayed to God, God, and God says, no. That belief is not standard until I say so. Your belief should be rooted in what God has said. If God has not spoken, you have no foundation. I'm not teaching here. Bishop, that is how far we have come. Many people have been taught to understand that just believe, God won't do it. He doesn't need your testimony to make him good. I'm telling you. He decided to close the womb of Hannah, and nobody could take him out of the throne. So it's even an honor for you to become God's trustee. Somebody say faith. Please, I'm not teaching here. Watch this. If a pastor departs from God's original plan, whatever spirit possesses him will no longer be of God. That is why God does not prove his resource by giving men things. He actually proves resource by giving men presence. There has to be the indwelling of the spirit in a man that confirms to him who he was. So you see, you can be in the fire and you tell the king that we will not bow down to you. Because the peace on the inside is greater than the furnace on the outside. Hello. Such men don't wait for things to happen. They make things happen. If it's out of God's will when he prays, remember, you cannot speak until a spirit enters you. So if you are not a resident of the Holy Ghost, a different species has taken over. So why and how would you speak to God's integrity when what you carry is alien to God? You started a journey God did not say start. He can't be with you. Watch me. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that the longer you stay in God's imperfect will, the easier you make it for the devil to tell you to carry. Because when a man stays in God's imperfect will, you live by mercy. Now watch this. Many of you have this feeling that mercy is for sinners. It goes beyond that. Many people don't know that when God speaks and he disobeys God's voice, the anger of God must kill you. So the mercy of the Lord seals a man in a sense that that anger of the Lord won't kill the man. But hear this. If God continually extends mercy, he departs in trust. Because the love of the Father will ensure you have life, but the trust will constrain you from having the life in excess. Huh? Many of you aborted your destinies by disobeying God's voice in the name of give me what I want. Wow. If you marry a woman or a man that God didn't give you, you have literally given your crown to somebody else. You didn't hear me. If you literally go in for somebody, God did not say go. You see, in this ministry of ours, God will never permit you to marry who you love. He will permit you to marry who loves your destiny. Now, so when you go before the message room, pastor, and you tell the pastor, I want to marry her because I love her. God says you're a funny child. Because when she changes, when she's 9 months pregnant, your love may die. Two of us. Once blood enter, nose will expand. Oh, two of us. One. Everything will expand. They can be eating anyhow. And you see, mama, in our recent day, the youngsters are getting pregnant. You know, there is social media people now. And we call them Gen Z babies. They'll tell you that baby wants to read your WhatsApp message. It's open for me. And because you also want to please your wife, daughter, you say, oh yeah, read my message. Then whoever has been chatting on the side will become wahala. Oh, praise God. Watch this. So, in the name of the Lord, you claim you have been married. And God says, but I didn't see anything. Do you know that sometimes when people pray and they sweat in prayer, God says, Kai, my son, how I wish you could channel your prayer to obedience. Because you are wasting time clapping. You are saying, God says, but I didn't say that. So, look, just imagine for 10 years, believing God for something, you could use 2 seconds of obedience to solve. Prayer does not bring what obedience does not offer. I haven't even talked. I'm just doing recap here. How much is it? So funny. When I pray to God and I say, God, give this man a testimony. God says that prayer has been answered because I had to tune in the spirit to hear God. But what will bring about expression in the physical realm is what he does through obedience. That act of obedience is called faith. He will not only receive things, he receives a good testimony. That concise version of God saying that this man owns what he has. Watch me. You see, there are men that when they pray, things will happen because God knows them. I'm telling you. Do you know that when Lot decided to go away with the land of Abraham, God was laughing because, and nights before that experience, the Lord already gave the whole wide world to Abraham. In other words, Lot was only renting in his own field. So, look at me. You are asking God to give you a child when God says a legacy is waiting for you. You are asking for Isaac. What God says, but the generations who an unending impact is waiting for you. So why would I have to rush and go and get Ishmael when Ishmael doesn't have the inward capacity to give me legacy? You see, we rush for things God didn't create for us. And you see, the enemy will use your expectation to give you what you are not, assuming that God is with you. Now, when the enemy uses what you expect to give what you want, they take away from you who you are. Please, I'm not teaching here.
Too much.
Bishop, Muslims came from Abraham because the woman said, I don't think God wants me to be the one to bear your child. So the man entered into the slave God called Hagar, two of us. And then Ishmael came and God says, I didn't say I'll give you through your slave. I said, I'll give you through your wife. Now, God actually protected Hagar because there was a covenant of Abraham that anyone that stays in your house must be protected. Can you imagine? Now, don't forget that Hagar was an Egyptian. Egypt means sin, a land of sin. So sin entered the house of covenant and God had to keep her because a covenanted man said so. Watch me. The Bible says when the baby came out, God says, don't throw the baby out. Let the baby stay here. After some time, God says, let the woman leave. Are you aware Hagar got to a place? There was no water. Ishmael cried. The angel of God, the same God that said, take the lady out. When the baby cried, the angel appeared and gave them water. Do you know why? Because covenant was emotion. Somebody got anointed. God says, no matter what you do, I will just be with you like that. In other words, God is willing to forgive sins, but he will not forgive consequences. Please, am I teaching here? No, you see, I'm trying to make you understand that many of you are here. You are walking in identities that are far off God's original plan. Because your will has overruled that of God's own. I'm telling you. Watch me, man of God. Let me say this to you. It is not God's responsibility to use your mistake to teach you. It is his mercy that brings that. Let me break it down to you. Oh, are you blessed? Watch me. I want you to know that every human being you meet is a tripartite being. They carry the spirit, they carry the body, they carry the soul. If this man should die today, his soul will not be judged. His spirit will be judged. His real image is the spirit. I want you to know the spirit lives in the body. Now, God depends on the soul that connects both the spirit and the body. It's got to do with the sensitivity, which is the heart and the mind. So God echoes to the spirit of the man, and then the spirit echoes to the soul, which is the heart and the mind, and then the body reacts to that. Am I talking here, friends? Now watch this. When God tells you to go on this path, he's waiting to see what you will do. When you go outside of God's path, he will tell you, the choice is yours. Do you want to stay here or come back to me? Now, God will not delay time because of your disobedience. He's moving. So he tells you that then probably you should just go back and then start the journey once again. Now watch this. Remember that every encounter in God is time dependent. So certain moments will pass by and you will never have them again. Do you know why? Because in certain encounters, his heart was opened, yet your disobedience made him feel dishonored. So how do you define faith as things when the greater aspect of the testimony is God's recommendation? Wow. Am I teaching Maryland here? I've not begun preaching here too. I don't have time. I wish I had time, Pastor Franklin. So if I tell you that I possess faith, God wants to see two things, capacity and obedience. If I tell you I possess faith, God wants to see identity and obedience. What am I willing to... You see, some of you are here. Some of you have this feeling that you can change God's mind. He does not exist. Years ago, I was in Belgium. A lady came to a servant of God. Can you pray for God to change the man's heart to love me? I said, I'm not in the forest with a red cow here, with chalk here. I can't do that for you. He says, do for me. Just do for me. Just do for me, sir. I know when you talk, things will change. I said, madam, God is good. They have this feeling that the prophets are so powerful that when they speak, it won't change unless you meet a false prophet. A real man of God will tell them, this is what God wants you to do. The Bible says, and Samson was asked not to cut off his head. And he allowed a lady deceive him. The Bible says he prayed that God should give him one last chance, true of us. Now, he didn't ask for recovery to come back to his own self. He asked to die with the enemies, true of us. Now, some people say, why didn't he ask that God should bring him back? Because when a man operates by covenant, the things you say, he tells you to say them. Because covenant had left Samson, there was no need for God to tell him how to come back because his status was weak in the spirit. So God said, die with him. Please, am I teaching here? Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. There are many Christians today. There is no depth to their consecration. There are many believers today. There is no honor to their credence in the spirit. Nah. There's nothing you have that God can stand on in honor of your dignity. Nah, nah, nah. Am I communicating here? Now, can we ascend higher here? Now watch this. And let me pray. Are you blessed? Many of you don't know that the spirit you carry on the inside is what God depends on to give you the answers you want. Let me break it down again to you. The devil has no business with your miracle if he can't actually convince spirit man. Wow. People see phone as a miracle when they're able to open it with their faces. True or false? Talk to me, church. Just as the way a mobile phone will recognize your physical face, the spirit world also recognizes your spirit man. Once it is defiled, that portal cannot be opened. That door cannot be opened. The enemy will make sure you have a dirty spirit so that the things you say won't actually make sense in the spirit. Because every blessing must first be on the inside. So this was the wisdom of Abel, in the sense that he knew that where he is, even if God does not deliver him from the physical death that the brother brought, there is a realm above where he can still live in that realm. That realm is called everlasting life. That is the life God wants believers to possess. When you enter that realm, you speak from that realm and things will happen. Because that realm is greater than time. How was God expecting Abel to have a justified faith without him not having an understanding on how life operates? Am I teaching here? Study your Bible. Saul, who became Paul, on the road to kill believers, encountered Jesus. Where? At Damascus. The eyes that came from God's glory made him blind. True or false? Jesus came and said, my purpose was only to blindfold you and to make you arrested. But I can't heal you because your healing is in the hands of the priest called Ananias. He says, go on the path called straight. You meet a priest. Let him pray for you. Now, why would Jesus come in person and not heal somebody and direct another man? Have you said that? Jesus didn't heal the person. He says, my words, let me protect you here. Now watch this. Remember, judgment would take place in Jerusalem. Yet Saul could kill believers in Jerusalem without any anger. But why did God avenge in Damascus? Because the name Damascus was given to a man called Ananias. He prayed, saturated the atmosphere and said, no death can take place in this house. So it was God's responsibility to preserve the life of Christians in Damascus. So as you see Damascus as a town, to God is a person. Fanunama says, a realm where he will sit to judge, it didn't bring judgment. But there was a man that identified the town and God says, you can't touch this man. Oh, only if you knew what to carry. Some of you are gatekeepers of your family. That evil is not permitted to take place until evil first consults you. No demon has the power to enter until they seek permission from you. But you see, you are loitering around, seeking for things that are mundane. And God says, this is how cheap you are. How am I communicating here? Huh? Please, I don't know how to make this simple for you to understand this, but watch me. There are many believers that assume that God knows them and God is unaware of them. Some of your birthdays are warnings and not thanksgivings. As God adds a new age, he's warning you. He's not asking to thank him. It took God 25 years to make Abraham the God of the earth. Meanwhile, you would assume that 25 years was only meant for waiting upon Isaac. And God says, no, no, no. The miracle is bigger than Isaac. That is why you shouldn't compromise yourself in the place of pain. Once you begin to compromise yourself in the place of pain, you've insulted God's integrity, because in the place of pain, God is much closer to you. In fact, God recommends men when they go through pain. So you're a man of God asking for anointing. And God says, well, your definition for anointing is crowd. Whereas to him, his definition for anointing is to become a living epistle. Huh? You can be read like we mean, you can be read. You can look at Moses and read him. What audacity did Moses have that he could get angry and then break the laws of God and God would tell him to come again and take a new one? He says, don't call this the law of Moses. Call it the law of Moses. He says, call it. He says, he owns them. Ah! Can you imagine that everybody that claimed the new God were calling God by the name God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? God says, I want to give a special offer. When you call me Yahweh, I will know there's only one man on earth called Moses calling me that name. God had to actually unveil another name of his unto Moses, because the miracle was not what he performed, but who he became. Don't seek for things until God says so. How much is there? I'm breaking it because I want you to know how deep faith is. If God's love is stronger on you, he will let you go through delay so he can show you mercy. Some of your delays are means of exemptions. My God, your grandmother never went to school. Yet, the day she tells you that whatever made them powerful become powerful, something about nature will respond to you. Or because pain has become a testament in the spirit. What happened? God says that the idea of longevity is not prayer. It says it's called honor. It says honor to live long. So when you go to heaven asking God to live long, God says, where is your ticket for honor? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, and you will live long. So if I want to live long, God says the prayer is called honor. You didn't hear me? Are you blessed? Watch me. When you pray in life, one thing you should always do is pray that you never succeed in the wrong things. Okay. Right. Yahweh. Yahweh. We praise. Yahweh. No, pray. You don't succeed in the wrong things. Pray. As you are acknowledging success, pray. You don't succeed in what doesn't matter. Please, this is not me trying to insult your intelligence. But you see, many people have this perception that once this country gave them visa, it means it was God that gave him access. You see, gates don't respect visa, because gates are not metallic objects. They are conclave of spirits. They witness a man coming and say, let us give him access. Jesus, the King of all kings, was held at the city gates when he died for mankind. And he said, tell us your credentials in order for this week. You see, the quality of the Lord's investment in a man's life cannot be quantified. But believers just don't want to understand how partaking in the spirit. We are so oblivious. Oh. Faith does not start with belief. Faith starts with God's will. What has God said? If God has not said it, he's unaware of it. God does not know what he has not said. Put away your gift and go before the Lord. Please, I'm preaching from my heart. Oh, are you blessed already? Go before the Lord's mercy throne and seek for mercy. Because that time you are wasting, he will let you pay for it. Because in you are other people connected. Everybody felt that whatever dream Pharaoh had was for Egypt. It is true. Yes, it was for Egypt. He told them, since the smaller ones are swallowing the fatter ones, he says, try and save, because you need it. But people you know that that warning that God gave unto Pharaoh was also for Joseph? Because the realm he entered in God, nobody at that time had the capacity to tell him that apart from Pharaoh. So he says, as you are telling them to economically save, think about time, because time too can be saved. He says, if you save money, he says, you lose.
Pastor Kelvin, if all you have is money, you are poor. No, if all you have is money, is poor. No, no, no. Poverty is when people understand what it means to receive and not become. Did you hear me?
Bishop, there is what God can give and what he can make. That identity to call for things is called prosperity. You need to hear me. The grace to create what is invincible is called prosperity. Oh. There's a realm you enter. Money does not buy what you want. It's what you carry that buys what you want. Felanda. Imanti velo. So, just because what you are doing is working well, doesn't mean that God's hand is behind it. Watch me. There are two laws in the spirit. Can I end now? There are two laws in the spirit. We have the physical laws of life and the spiritual law of destiny. Hear this. A man can be diligent in his ways that he can obey the physical law that gives him physical justification and validation. That law only gives you honor here on earth, not in heaven. Bishop, you know it's easier for me to actually tell the members that you don't have to give any money for God to bless you. And they'll say, you are preaching good. Oh, your face has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't like it, eh? Forgive me, I'm your friend. Oh, I'm all right. Bishop, do you know that it's easier for me to get someone to support my ministry when I say Christ has paid it all? Did you hear the lady's testimony? We called for seeds. She said, what should the backwards or the back end calculation? It still didn't make sense. Now you see, many people have this feeling that God's interest is after what they give. No. What is it that you have that God didn't give you? How can God be impressed with what he gave you? When he wants to give you what you deserve, he lets you take self out of you. That self you take out of you is what you tell him to offer. The issue is not the money. The issue is the self. Huh? People are so much in love with what life gives them. When God says, what I gave life, is what I can give you something bigger than this earth. You want to be an Abraham? Sacrifice an Isaac. The lamb will not be enough. The goat will not be enough. The ox will not be enough. In order to have eternal legacy, the blood of a man called Isaac is needed. Suvadante elekomon rutes. So Paul could say, I finished my assignment and I can choose to die anytime. I told you on Friday here that if I say rest in peace, I've only wished you well. I didn't pray for you. Because once you close your eyes, that prayer will not work. Thank God you are a PhD holder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. The Bible says Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt. He was at 40. And God made him know that you are not an Egyptian. You are actually an Israeli. He left his decade of 40 years of learning. And God says, go into the bush and start life again. In other words, if I become anything by not divine ordination, God says, I'm a waste. What is doctrine without ordination? My. Tell somebody destiny. You are a story God is telling from eternity past into eternity future. You didn't hear me? Let me see by hand if you're a lover of movies in this house. If you love movies a lot. Perfect. Have you realized that the person that is acting a movie may actually pretend to be scared, but the person already knows the end of the movie? Two of us. Do you know they can add sound bites? Am I right? And you'll be the one even sharing tears when the person has been paid. Some ladies will be crying. No. My God. My God. God, let's bring back my tears. Bishop, and they'll be crying. No. Say, baby, can you see that? Just kill the baby. How did that? Meanwhile, they've paid the person to do so. Oh, true of us. True of us. Now, are you aware that your tears don't change what happens in a movie?
Destiny. Destiny is like a movie in the spirit. God is the movie director. It is not what you do that will change his mind. It is what he says that happens. What has God said about my life? Scream as the destiny. Ah!
Can you imagine? So we are trying to change what God did not create in the name of having faith to possess. And God says, what? There is something I preordained. Find that thing and live that life. So how do I judge destiny on the account of physical giftings? Bishop, in that same movie too, when the actor becomes inconsistent with their roles and actions, you know what happens? The director will put somebody in place of you. So we have part two. Assuming that the same person that acted the first move will come, and you see a different person with the same image to us, with the same name, but a different person. Do you know why? Because in God's kingdom, destiny has got nothing to do with you. It's got to do with him. He's creating a story from eternity past into eternity present, into eternity future. He wants to be dignified, not you. So when you become inconsistent, he puts you aside and puts somebody there.
It's about him.
So why should I brag about what I came to meet in life? Doctor. No, somebody will study all the days of their life, Pastor Michael. And then the day they die, only one paper can contain their information. Man of God, speed only becomes an advantage when the voice of God is leading. If God is not leading and you're running at the speed, that speed is your death. So forget the idea that I'm believing of an impossible. If God has not spoken, he can't do it. I'm telling you. He will not start what he will not say. So you see why you are so inconsistent when it concerns instructions. Because you don't know what you are doing. We say Yahweh. Yahweh. Wave your hands, church. We praise Yahweh. Yahweh. Wave your hands. We sing Yahweh. Say Yahweh.
We're sit down, please.
Let me see by hand if this message has blessed you. Can you clap your hands together for Jesus? In the next 2 minutes, I'm ending. Oh, are you blessed, friends? Bishop, do you know I'm going to open my note? I've not preached to you. I'm just doing part two here. I can't preach. What I wanted to preach, I've not preached there. Oh, are you blessed? Are you blessed? Please, do you know Jacob in the Bible? Let me see my hand. Bishop, Jacob fell in love with Rachel. 7 years, God says, I'll deal with you. The uncle said, in this culture, we don't give our second bones until the first have been married. What kind of hunger did Jacob have that he couldn't wipe away the makeup to see if it was Rachel or Leah? Bishop, you see, in our time, man, people do reels like, I'm not the bride, I'm the bride's sister. So couldn't... I mean, Leah should have said, I'm not the bride, I'm the bride's sister. What? Oh! Sofo. And then she took kakum. In the morning, he says, ah! What is this? He says, I'm not the bride, I'm the bride's sister. Hey! God is good. Scam, eh? The man got angry. Laban said, sorry, I didn't tell you the rules. If you want Rachel, do another 7 years. And the man said, hey, for the sake of this woman, I'll do another. Hey, what love cannot do does not exist. I'm telling you. So for what love? Hey. I said, I'm going to swam water 7 years. Cement 7 years. Block 7 years. Hard labor 7 years. Mobile floor. Bishop, do you know these days, if you go to restaurants and somebody is paying for the food you're eating, you feel so comfortable. But some people will mafia you. They're like, oh my dear, I have a call, I'll come back. When they go outside, you don't see them again. So this is a new trick these days. When they stand up, you stand up. We are all going. Somebody say glory. Now, God was like, Jacob, there is something you're not seeing. And I'll tell you today. He says, you have been created to be a nation. And until that nation finds expression, you will fight whatever God gives you. So God says, I will encounter you and change your name from Jacob to Israel. But when I make you Israel, I have honored you in 12 ways, which I call the 12 sons of Jacob. And it says, in God's kingdom, you cannot be one until there is a priest and a king. Now God says, I don't choose kingship by what I see you do. Because a man can be deceitful from the outside. He said, when I check the womb, the only person that has the power to give you the power to become a priest is the woman you didn't love. So check your Bible. Levi was the tribe that God says they shouldn't work. They should be in God's house. Because the day the light in the temple goes down, Israel will lose everything. In other words, what kept the legacy of Israel came from the womb that Jacob didn't love. So if life has to honor you, it doesn't give you what you love. If life wants to honor you, it gives you what you deserve. So Jacob worked for another 7 years for something that came. Huh? Don't allow pleasure lead you. Because once you are led by pleasure, you compromise your identity. God says, why are you rushing? Now watch this. You may call yourself for being the successful one because physically everybody saw him become the second Pharaoh. Yet that prophecy only came to manifestation because Levi survived. There is no king without a priest. There is no Judah without a priest. So you realize that even when they were in captivity, Levi was still the light. God does not define men by what they have. He defines men by who they become. So God says, if you define men by their cloth, you'll be wrong. Because what I do on the inside is bigger than my age. Watch me. Some people are so deep in the spirit that life is too small to define them. Because the wings you carry at your back are so huge that if you appear in your immortal state, life may die. So God said, I hide you. So this is John the Beloved, Jesus' brother. He met God face to face. Face to face. Yet, he wasn't the one that was announced the most. Peter, a common fisherman, God says, you are that rock upon which the church shall be built. The church is Jesus, not physical building. Why would Jesus Christ do away with his integrity to build on a person that was once a fisherman? That even after you died for 3 days, he went back to fishing. What is a man that you are so mindful of? So a woman could carry God for 9 months and not be a sinner. I hope you are aware that the history of lesson is that many people don't want to understand how life operates from behind. Well, we live life by going forward, but we start life by going backwards. Okay. Yahweh, Yahweh, we praise Yahweh. I told you yesterday, David is dead, yet you are singing him. Every psalm David wrote were out of the revelations he had with God. So anytime you quote Psalm 139, God says, David, something about your insistence on earth has brought such honor in the kingdom here. Wow. What is more greater than God's trust? With your hands, church. Man of God, so God allowed my baby die. So God allowed my baby die. Yes. That baby is your ticket to inheritance. God, you allowed my wife die. Yes. That was the ticket to kingdom heritage. Man of God. So I prayed and God allowed my business collapse. Yes. That is the ticket to kingdom relevance. Man of God, I was once rich, but money has not become a problem. Yes, enough of the physical thing. God wants to give you something better. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. Physical success is artificial poverty. Destiny is natural wealth. You didn't hear me? Physical success is artificial poverty, but destiny is natural wealth. If God wants to sponsor men, he gives them heritage. Lift up your hand, somebody. I came to raise a tribe in the spirit. The Bible says the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Apostle Paul says, what shall separate us from the Lamb of the Father? Neither death, nor sickness, nor pain. Nothing. Lift up your hands. If God be for you, who can be against you? Clap your hands and give God praise in the house, somebody. Oh, Mosiah. Bishop, Jesus told us in the book of Revelation that the disciples and the sons of Jacob, they have their names written on the gate of heaven. Heaven is a holy land. If God is to name a gate or name a person for a gate, it means the gate should take over the person. Now, gate in the spirit means spirit too. So the gates you see are spirit. And God says, I will change the name they bear in divinity to a physical name, because they rose in the spirit to capture a law. Come and pray now.
Where are the men of God in the house?
I know you want to be anointed, but seek for covenant. I know you want to be anointed. What miracle did Noah perform? Yet God caused him a pit right. His miracle was to obey God's voice by making an ark. That's his miracle. What miracle did Abraham perform? To fight five kingdoms with 319 slaves in your house. No testimony. He never lifted up a wheelchair. And Jesus came through him. Ah! Kinatuase! He didn't perform one testimony. No, not one. John the Baptist later denied Jesus and said, go and ask him if he's that same person. God came and said, among all the prophets, he says, nobody is as greater as John the Baptist. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? Obadiah came. As God says, they are all powerful, but John, somebody that will later denounce you as prophet. But in our world today, somebody wants to see giftings to be called anointed. And God says, poor you. Father, Caparintessa. Be on your feet. Be upstanding. Lift your hands above your head. And close your eyes. You are permitted to go on your knees if you want. A strong Ghanaian strength here, and close your eyes and lift up your hands. In 5 minutes, you are praying. You pray with the voice of passion and say, God, I come to you as your servant. Do with me what you want. Lift your hands higher. God, enough of whatever we ask now. I want you. We're singing, you are the mighty God. Give me the same mouse. The great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We're saying, you are the mighty God. How great you are. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands above you. God, the great I am.
some hands. Please make sure that those who are on the mic can pray very loud. Where's Obed? Make sure that you lift up the microphone because I want to hear people pray. If you could get me more, please get me more microphones. Joel chapter 2, then verse 25. If you cannot pray, don't hold mic. But I need you to pray with holy hunger. Joel chapter 2, then verse 25. Stretch your hands towards the altar. We will rise, we would rise, we would rise, we would rise, we would rise, we will 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 rise. Start from the verse 24 for me. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall flow with new wine and oil. The verse number 25. The yeast that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I send among you. The verse number 26. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Lift your hands above your head. You will clap your hands and pray to God. Father, I've heard your word. God, I want you to give me everything my destiny says. Lord, may mercy speak for me. Anything the flesh wants, I don't want. Give me destiny. 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 Lift your voice and pray for me. Lift your voice and pray. He wants to hear your anger. He wants to hear your passion. Lift your hands.
Scream and say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Louder, say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Say, as I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I pray.
As I pray.
I
lift up
my hands.
My hands.
Say, Father.
Father.
Show me mercy.
Show me mercy.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Show me mercy.
Show me mercy.
Grant me.
Grant me.
My destiny.
My destiny.
Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Anything.
In my life.
In my life.
That is fighting
your promise
for me.
Say, Lord,
show me mercy.
Grant me destiny.
Lift your voice and pray.
Show me mercy.
Lift your voice and chant in the Holy Ghost. Somebody lift your voice and pray.
Of Moses were lifted on high, the Israelites began to win the battle. So anytime you lift up your hands, you have commanded an impactful and imminent victory. Lift your hands. Anytime the enemy causes people to walk in walk destiny, the enemy takes away from them whatever God has given them. But today you shall bring it back. Yes. Lift your hands up. Scream and say, my father, my maker.
My father, my maker.
Louder, say, my father, my maker.
My father, my maker.
As I begin to pray,
I
lift up my hands. Say,
Lord,
anywhere
my miracle
was buried. Lord, I say,
Lord,
anywhere
my glory,
my star,
my marriage,
my testimony
was buried.
Today,
as I pray,
I take it. Say,
today,
I pursue.
I overtake.
I recover.
I recover.
I recover.
I recover.
Say today.
Today.
I pursue.
I pursue.
I overtake.
I overtake.
I recover.
I recover.
Say right now.
Right now.
By fire.
By fire.
I enter.
I enter.
My family.
My family.
I enter.
I enter.
My
blessed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, are you blessed?
Yes, Prophet.
Oh, are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
You see, dogs barking the prayers. Talk louder. Lift hands. Say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father, my Maker.
Say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father, my Maker.
Claim the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
My blessing.
My blessing.
Was buried.
Was buried.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Say, my miracle.
My miracle.
Come to me.
Come to me.
My breakthrough.
My breakthrough.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Clap your hands and pray. Verse number 9. Oh, I bless somebody.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Talk to me. I bless somebody.
Yes, yes, sir.
Some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. And he said, I am he. Open your hands.
Jesus.
This is what will happen when your miracle comes to you.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
Some will say, this is he. Others will say, he is like him. And you will say, I am he. Do I have some believers in the house?
Yes.
Lift your hands above your head.
Yes.
When the miracle locates you,
yes.
Some will say,
yes.
This is he.
Hey.
Others will say,
hey.
You look like him.
Hey.
And you shall say,
hey.
I am he. And you shall say, lift your hands above your head.
Jesus.
Lift your hands above your head. Your last prayer point. Oh. I see miracles in the air.
Yes, Lord.
No. The believers that I'm seeing the Lord blessing, they are not ready for the miracle. I said, lift your hands above your head.
Jesus.
Your last prayer point. Father, as I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
pray.
As I pray.
Others are saying.
Others are saying.
This is he.
This is he.
But I am saying.
But I am saying.
I am he.
I am he.
Now watch this. You see, that miracle that God has created for you must locate you.
Yes.
Lift your voice and say, I shall testify.
I shall testify.
Say, I will testify.
I will testify.
Say, I must testify.
I must testify.
Lift your hands above your head.
Jesus.
Can you pray here?
Yes, prophet.
You will clap your hands. You will stamp your feet. And say, my Father, my Father,
my father,
I will testify.
I will testify.
I will testify.
I will testify.
Clap your hands and pray someone. Lift up your hands. Now, if you have your handkerchief, lift it up for me. Please get me the oil ready. Place that handkerchief in your right hand and begin to wave it. Wave it as fast as you can and as high as you can. Now, as you are waving that handkerchief, you are screaming, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As you are waving that handkerchief, you are jumping on your feet and you are shouting, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep waving the handkerchief.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep waving the handkerchief.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are thanking the Lord for the miracle.
Simmer, 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 simmer.
Begin to wave the handkerchief.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Can I make 9 declarations over your life?
Oh yes.
Talk to me, church.
Oh yes, sir.
Lift your hands higher.
Jesus.
Now, this is going to work for those with the loudest amen here. Lift up your hands above your head. The Lord has asked me to declare over your life.
Yes, Lord.
That in the next 72 hours,
Jesus.
Anything you have been fighting years for, that miracle shall locate you now.
Yes.
Of you heard the testimony that came this today. I prophesied on Friday, it happened today.
Yes,
I said there are 7 people in this house. If you don't believe, don't say amen. But the Lord told me that there are 30 people here.
Jesus.
The Lord says, in the next 72 hours, he's rewriting your story for you. The Lord is writing your story for you. The Lord is writing your story for you. The Lord is writing your story for you. My God will change your story. God will change your story. Somebody receive it. Somebody receive it. Somebody receive it. Receive your miracle. Receive your answers. Receive your healing. Your deliverance. Your marriage. Your papers. Your money. Your glory. Your image. Scream as I take it. Can I declare here?
Yes.
Prophecy number two, lifting the hands. God says, I should tell you that any witch or wizard in your family that is holding your miracle, but be ready. Any enemy in your family, strike for me. Any enemy in your family, any enemy in your family, lift your hands. Any enemy in your family, fighting your prosperity. Anywhere they gather, when they call your name, let fire appear. 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 Can I declare here? Lift your hands if you believe in this prophecy. Between now and the end of September, any enemy in your village pronouncing evil curse, scream and say, die. Somebody say, die. Somebody say, die. Any enemy that has your picture in any shrine, somebody say, fire. 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 Obvious. God just told me to declare here.
Yes, sir.
There was somebody here. There's somebody here.
Oh, yes.
For a very long time, enemies have been using your image. And as I'm speaking, I hear the word recovery. The Lord says, anybody that uses your name for anything, my Lord shall restore you. My Lord shall restore you. Scream and say, I am restored.
I am restored.
Can I declare here?
Oh yes.
Between now and next year, August.
Yes, sir.
When we gather again for U.S. invasion,
oh, yes,
there are five people here.
Yes, sir.
The Lord says the government shall call you a millionaire.
Amen.
I said the government shall call you a millionaire.
Amen.
Shout another amen.
Amen.
I grab it.
I enter.
I perceive.
I
overtake.
I recover.
I enter.
I possess.
I receive.
I overtake.
I recover. Little bit. I see 15 ladies in the house, and I hear twins in my ears. I hear twins in my ears. The Bible says that the enemies you see today, you will see them no more. As you are waving goodbye, you are saying goodbye to your trouble. You are saying goodbye to your pain. Wave your handkerchief. You are saying bye bye to poverty. Bye bye to sorrow. Bye bye to sickness. Bye bye to pain. Bye bye to limitation. Bye bye to sickness. Bye bye to all things. Scream and say no more.
Oh, are you blessed?
Yeah.
Oh, are you blessed?
Yeah, prophet.
Oh, are you blessed?
I am blessed.
Lift your hands above your head.
Oh.
Can I declare here?
Yes, sir.
I see somebody here.
The Lord told me that whenever enemies gather, they call your name. But this time, when they called your name, I saw fire appear.
Jesus.
Can I declare here?
Yes.
Anywhere your miracle was buried, scream and say, catch fire.
Catch fire.
Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Say, catch fire. Fire.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah, sir.
Please, this is only for 10 people here, and then I begin from over here.
Oh, yes, sir.
The Lord says there are 10 people among us. God has asked me to declare that anything that favors the rich in this country will come looking for you. It 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 will come looking for you. Scream and say fire. Lift your hand and say fire. Lift your hand and say fire. It's your last declaration. Open your hands. Anything I declare, you scream and say, away.
Away.
Are you ready, somebody?
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes,
sir. Lift up your hands. Spirit of pain.
Away.
Let it be louder. Spirit of pain.
Away.
Spirit of pain.
Away.
Spirit of pain.
Away.
Spirit of sorrow.
Away.
Promise and pain.
Away.
Sickness.
Away.
Demonic altar.
Away.
Demonic altar.
Away.
Spirit of fear.
Away.
Addiction.
Away.
Pain.
Away.
Demonic curses.
Away.
Demonic curses.
Away.
Away.
Your hands together for Jesus.
Are you blessed?
You're blessed, sir.
Now tell two people God has changed your story forever.
God has changed your story forever.
Amen. Now, this is the quotation I'm living with. Others said, this is he. He said, I am he. When they see you in a Rolls Royce, others will say, this is he. Please, you know Falcon X Private Jet. Others will say, you look like him. Some will say, is that a brother? Oh, do I have some believers in the house here? Oh, hello. It's a miracle in the house here. No, if they see you in your wedding garment, some will say, you look like him. And you will say, I am he. 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 Somebody's a glory. When they see you in your house, hello, Bishop. Now, you see, this house is bigger than the White House. Or say it is possible. Or say it is possible.
It is possible.
Tell somebody, I am possible.
I am possible.
You see, if somebody cannot say it, the person will say, I am possible.
I am possible.
Say, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Say, everything.
Everything.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me?
Who strengthens me?
Say, I am destiny.
I am destiny.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes.
Bishop, when they see us in the mega church,
hey,
with 200,000 people,
hey,
they will say,
hey,
is this
is
him?
That him?
Yes. Others will say, he looks like him. And you will say,
I am.
seeing you in the Gucci shop. Some will say,
is it the same person?
And you tell them,
come on,
don't think twice. Don't think twice. I am here.
I am here.
I am here.
I am here.
The Bible says, they said Lazarus is dead. And God said, he's not dead. He's sleeping. He says, Lazarus, come out. Come out. He came out. Come on, prophesy. Anyway, you are there. You are coming out. When they receive the letter that says death cancellation,
you ask yourself, is it me? You check the name. Is it the name? You check the address. You ask, is it the address?
And the letter will say,
I am here.
I am here.
Oh, do you believe her?
Yes.
Oh, do you believe her?
Yes.
Do you believe her?
Yes.
The last millionaire is in this church.
Yeah. I am here.
Scream and say, I am here. Say, I am here. Oh, do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Bishop, when you enter the office, when you enter the hospital, and they tell you there is a fibroid in your stomach, and you place your hand on your stomach, and you begin to declare in tongues, you have the power to change fibroid to fibroid. When you go back again, they will say, we don't see any fibroid. We are seeing a fibroid. And you tell them, I am here. Do you believe that?
I believe.
Oh, if Jesus could place a coin in the mouth of a fish, God can do everything.
Yes.
I said, if you see $100,000 in your account,
hey, Jesus.
Oh, you didn't hear me.
Hey.
Emmanuel Smith, they don't want it.
Hey.
We came from Europe. Lift your wallet above your head.
Hey.
The bigger your bag, the bigger your money.
Hey.
The bigger the money, open your pack. Hey. Oh, do you believe her?
Yes.
Believe her.
Yes.
Let me see my hand. If you want to be a kingdom partner, when the gospel will go far because of you, scream and say, I am he.
I am he.
Let me see women in the house who want to feed widows and widowers here. You want to feed children here. Scream and say, I am he.
I am he.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
Please, catch me John 9:9. Oh, are you blessed?
You're blessed, sir.
I've been telling my Dominion members on the platform that 2025 has $1 million looking for somebody.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is not a
fallacy. I am he.
It is prophecy.
I am he.
Tell somebody, I am he.
I am he.
Oh, do you believe that?
He, I am.
Yes. Yes. Do you believe that?
Why not?
Oh, yes. Kai. Do you believe that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
When your mockers look at you, when your accusers look at you, when the liars accuse you, and they say you don't look like it, some said, this is he. When your enemy said, he is like here, you scream and say,
I am he.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you believe that?
I believe.
Please look to somebody and tell them, God has overblessed you.
God has overblessed you.
Oh, tell them God has overblessed you.
God has overblessed you.
Please, can you make one declaration before you announce yourself here?
Oh, yes, sir.
And then I will speak over your life.
Please, can I prophesy today?
Yes, prophesy.
Oh, can I prophesy today?
Yes,
say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
locate me.
Locate me.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, I sir.
Believe. Now, do you believe God can allow the land of America honor you?
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, do you believe that?
I believe.
I don't believe that.
I believe.
Remember yesterday, the book of Psalms, chapter 24, the verse number 7. Lift up your heads,
O
ye gates, and be lifted up,
O
ye that are not, and the King of glory
shall
come. Can we do this here?
Yes, prophet.
You will come out from the comfort of your seat, and you tell yourself, anywhere I step, the land is mine.
Yes.
Anywhere I step, the land is mine.
Yes.
In terms of ministry,
uh-huh.
It is mine.
It is mine.
Education,
yes.
It is mine.
It is mine.
Profession wise,
it
is mine.
It is mine.
In healing,
yes.
It is mine.
It is mine.
Administration,
yes.
It is mine. In finances,
it
is mine. In breakthrough,
it
is mine. In legacy,
it
is mine. In
lift your voice and declare.
Begin to declare. Begin to declare. Lift up your hands. The Lord says it is done.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.